Hey, today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. We're still holding in the middle of the story of Elisha. And I would say we're about a quarter of the way down, just in terms of the number of lines. So we got up to the, we just finished talking about the karbonis that Balak Melech Moav had brought, and that was the reason that these 42 children were killed with the bears through Elisha. And now, going back to Elisha. So what was the story over there? We know that Elisha had come to Jericho, and there he had taken care of the water. So it starts the story, Vayomru anshei ha'ir el Elisha, hineina moshav ha'ir tov kasher adoni ro'eh. You see, sir, that the city is wonderful, the situation is great. Problem is, ha'mayim ra'im, v'ha'aretz v'shakelet. And the only slight problem that we have over here is that we have terrible water, and we have the land in the area is not productive, and we lose our crops. It says the Gemara, well, that's like saying, besides that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show? I mean, so can you say, you see, sir, how beautiful, wonderful the city is. How wonderful could a city be without a decent water supply and without having land that could be productive? Omar Rabbi Chanin, of all people, just the man to speak, chein makom ha-yoshvav, that a place to the people who live there appears to be great. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, shlosha chinotein, there are three things in which people become attached, and they find that it just finds favor in their eyes, when even if it's terrible, it appears to the person that it's good. And that is chein makom ha-yoshvav. People get to feel comfortable and feel that a city finds favor in their eyes. Chein isha al-ba'ala, a husband who cares for a woman, he finds her as being, is finding favor, despite the fact that everybody else maybe can't stand her. And chen mikach amikacho. And so too, or on lokacho, it's probably the correct girsa. Somebody who bought something, invested in something, he likes it. He sees good reason for it. Tana Rabbana, shlosha chalaim chala Elisha. Elisha, we find, was sick three times. Echad shigira dubim betinokot. One time was after this story, he became ill for what he had done, that he got the bears after the children. And the other, that he completely rejected Gehazi, and because of that Gehazi went off in bad directions. And then his final illness, from which he died. So we see there's three mentions of choli. There's the chala, there's the chalyo, and there's the asher yamut. Tan rabbanan, la'olam tehi smol doche v'yamin mikarevet. Always a person should utilize a mixture of behaviors, so that if somebody has sinned, he should be pushing away only with his left hand, while his right hand is drawing close. And not like Elisha, loke Elisha, shedechafo legechazi b'shtei yadav, and not like Yehoshua ben Parachya, shdechofo lechad mitalmidav b'shtei yadav. And not like Yehoshua ben Parachya pushed away one of his talmidim with both of his hands. Here, the people assume that what we're talking about is Jesus. And that's the reason that they changed him, the censors changed this to one of his talmidim. But the fact is that the Yehoshua that is originally mentioned, and the Yeshua that's originally mentioned, cannot really be the person referred to as Jesus, because this takes place in the days of Yehoshua ben Parachya, which was well before the Churban HaBayit. Says the Gemara, Elisha mai, Dichtiv, at the time that Elisha had made the nace, and he told Naaman to go into the Mei HaYarden, and Naaman was the big general of Aram, he cured him, and Naaman wanted to pay him, and he rejected any payment and said this is entirely in the hands of God. So then Gehazi, who was Elisha's Talmud, So Gehazi, and it was his Misharet, follows him, runs after Naaman and asks him for a couple of suits and a pile of money, one kikar of kesef. Vayomer Naaman Oel Kach Kikarayin. So he gives to Gehazi two kikarot kesef and two suits. Uchtiv, when Gehazi comes back to Elisha and pretends that nothing has happened, so Elisha says to him, Vayomer Elav, Loli bi alach, you think my heart wasn't with you watching what was happening, although it was far away. Kasher hafach ish me'al markavto likratecha. When a man turned around to greet you, let me ask you something, sir. Ha'it lakachat et ha'kesef lakachat begadim v'zeitim uchramim v'tzon uvakar v'avadim u'shvachot. Is now the time to take those things from him when we were trying to make an impact on him? As to how clear and clean we were in giving him only the Dvar Hashem and having no personal involvement here at all, you want to be nene from something that wasn't yours? Now, this is strange because there's eight separate things that he lists here, and in reality, umishako kulei hai, did Gehazi take so much? I mean, all he asked was kesev ubegadim udeshakel. Where did we get all of this stuff? Tzon, bakar, avadim, shvachot. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, what was happening here was Botasha'a. At the time that Naaman came to Elisha, Haya Elisha Osek B'Shmona Shratzim. So in the Beit HaMidrash of Elisha, they were learning the Perek Shmona Shratzim, which is the dinim of the type of tumais that Shratzim have. So when Gehazi now came back, in the middle of this time where they were learning this, and he had sufficient money to be kona begadim zeitim kramim tzon bakar avadim shvachot, even though he hadn't actually taken those things. So Omar lo, Elisha says to him, Rasha, yigia eight litos achar shvon eshvatzim. This is the Torah that you were Isaac, and this is your schar. Now is the time to take your schar in olam hazeh, not in olam haba. Is that what you wanted? So that's why he lists eight separate things keneged the shvon eshvatzim. And continues to tell him, "V'tzarat Naaman tidbak b'chao v'zaracha l'olam," and may the leprosy of Naaman be with you and your children forever. And indeed, we find that when later on, where we have the story of the Sancheirah, so it says, "Arba'an Hashem ayu metzora'im." Omar Rabbi Yochanan. This is a reference to Gehazi u'shlosh banav, that Gehazi and his four sons, they were the ones who were metzora'im, who came ultimately to be Mavasar about the running away of the Machana. Continues the Gemara, Vayelech Elisha Damesek, that we find later Elisha goes to Damesek. Lama Allah, why did he go, of all strange places, to Damascus? Omar Rabbi Yochanan Shehalach Lachzirah LeGehazi B'Teshuvah V'Lo Chazar. He went to try to get Gehazi to do Teshuvah, and he couldn't get him to do so. Omar lo, Elisha told Gehazi, Chazor b'cha, do teshuva. Omar lo, so Gehazi told him, Kach mekublani mimcha, I have a Kabbalah from you, that kol mi shechata v'yichati et harabim, in maspik biyado la'asot teshuva. Someone who caused the tzibur to be chote is never given an opportunity to do teshuva. Well, where in the world did he do that? My avad. Ikere amre yevan shrevet ala lo lechatat yiravam. Ve'mino ben shamayim la'aretz. So some say that after Elisha had thrown him out, he went and he joined the kohot of those who were actively fighting against Hashem and Elisha. So he joined up the Malchut Yisrael who were worshipping the agalot that Yerovam had made. And he, in order to make them more persuasive as Avodah Zarah, he created this magnetic levitation device that would hold them up in midair so that it looked as if they were levitating, so that they were ben shamayim la'aretz. Ve'ikere amrei, others say, shem chakak la'apuma, that he put the shem Hashem, he drew into the mouth of the agalot, of Yerovam. Ve'ita omer, then the ego would say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo yelecha Elohim acharim, and so on. So that it spoke. The Ikri Amri, others say that the chait of the Rabbim was that while he was with Elisha, he had been Rabbanan Docha Mikame, he would protect his position and prevent people from coming into the Beit HaMidrash. Because we find that immediately after this story of Naaman and the rejection of Gehazi, it immediately says, Vayamru v'nei ha-Nevi'im el Elisha, hinena ha-makom asher anachnu yoshvim shamanecha tzar mimenu. That the place that we have here, that we've been sitting and learning, can no longer contain us. It's not large enough for us. So that until now, apparently, it wasn't tight. Now, suddenly, it becomes tight on them. So, apparently, it relates directly to the presence of Gehazi, that people were not able to come into the Beit HaMidrash. And that's the reference that he was making to himself as a Machti Atarabim. And the other story, where you said Yoshua ben Parachya was Docha, one of his Talmidim, Mahim. What was the story over there? What's the story began with Yanai. Yanai murdered the Chachomim, who refused to recognize his ability to act in the Kahuna, because the story over there was that Yanai's mother had been captured by Goyim, and even though there were strong grounds for believing her, that she had not been touched by them. Nonetheless, the halacha is that under most circumstances, a shavuya becomes psula lekuna, in which case they gave Yanai a din of a cholo. So he resented that tremendously. And in the end, he got into a big fight with the Chachomim, and he felt they were undermining him, and politically all around, and it turned into a massive machlokas, and started actually murdering the Chachomim that he could get his whole hands on. So at that time, Shimon ben Shetach, the Atminu Achate, Yanai had married the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. So she saved Shimon ben Shetach from Yanai by hiding him. Now, Reb Yoshua ben Prachya, he too was saved by Ozal Oracle Alexander Shomitzrayim. So there were the two, Shimon ben Shetach, and Reb Yoshua ben Prachya, who were both the in charge of Sanhedrin. They were both saved, one through his sister, and the other by Ozal Oracle, who got up and ran away like Alexander Shomitzrayim. Karav Shalma, when the whole scandal finally died down, and Yanai was ready to get along now with the Rabbanan. So Sholach LeShimon ben Shetach, Shimon ben Shetach sends a letter to Rabbi Yeshua ben Brachia, who was his Rebbe, and he writes, Mini Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, Lach Alexandria Shomitzrayim Achoti, from the city of Yerushalayim, the holy city, to my sister's city, Alexandria, Baali, my master, with Rabbi Yeshua ben Brachia, who is the Nasi, Sharui Betochech, is now amongst you. Vani Yoshevet Shomeima, and I am alone and have no one now to help. So Rabbi Shimon Prachmi got this letter, said, Amar Shemamina, Havale Shlama. So apparently things have died down, and I can come back. So Kiyata, when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, Ikla Lahuish Biza, they come to a particular hotel, and the woman who was taking care of the inn, come Kamayo Biyikra Shapir, she did tremendous things, everything that they could do with unbelievable covered and prepared for him, and treated him Avdila Yikara Tuva, treated him with great honor. So Yoti Vikomishtabeya Kamanah Sanyazo. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachya was telling over the Talmidim, look how beautiful the Achsanya is. Referring not to the woman's beauty, but to the way in which they had been cared for, and the beautiful behavior. And so, Omar Le'echad B'Talmidav, one of the Talmidim, whose mind was on the pretty woman, said, Rabbi, Einea Trutot. The only thing is, you notice that her eyes are a bit overly rounded. Omarlos, Rabbi Shimon Prachya was outraged. Rasha, Bekachatal Seik, this is what you're thinking about. Apik Arba Mea Shippur V'Shanti. So he took out the 400 shofarot and announced all over that this guy's in Nidui. So Ko Yuma Atulakami, that Talmud used to come day by day to be Mavakish Bechila, that he did tshuva, and Velo Kibli. Rabbi Yeshua was not ready to relent. Yumachad Avikakori Kriyat Shema. One day he was ready to relent, but he was reading Kriyat Shema. Atulakami, the Talmud came in Havi Bidbaite Lekabule. Actually, Rabbi Yeshua ben Paracha had intended that day to be Makabal and Mitshuva. But he wasn't going to be mafsik in Kriyat Shema, Achvilei. So he made a sign with his finger, which was misinterpreted by the Talmud, Sova Mitchadachile. He thought that he was telling him, forget about it. So Azo Zakiv Leventa Palcha, he went, took a stone, put it up, a brick, and put it up, to be over of a Rezora. Amar Leis Rabbi Shurim Pracha, Setim Chazor Becha. Tu Teshuv, Amalekach Mekublanim Imcha. Kolachoteo Machtiat Rabin, Ema Spikim Yadol Asot Teshuvah. What was it that he did? The Omar Mar, that Talmud, Kishef, Veisit, Vidiach, Vechatiat Yisrael. Which is why it's always taken to mean the cult of the Christians. Rabbi Shimon, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Yetzer, your Yetzer Hara, Tinok, and the children, the Isha, who are misbehaving. What you have to do is not reject them entirely, but to smol ducha v'yavin mikarevet. You have to deal with them in a way to bring them close and to utilize your drives in the world and to make a child feel wanted and a wife to feel approved of. And the smol alone, your weaker hand, is what pushes them away and makes them feel that they have to shape up. Suppose the murderer was found after we set aside the Egla Arufa, but before we did the Arifa. That an animal can just go out and be completely without any Kedusha and without any Iser. And as we'll see, this is a machloket at what point the Egla Arufa becomes Osir Bahano, but this Tana clearly is of the opinion that before the Arif itself, the Egla doesn't become Asura. However, Mishanerfa, Egla, after we already did the Arifa and suddenly comes forth a witness to tell us that he saw the murderer, and we identify the murderer, so then Tikaber Bimakoma, it's still too late, it's already Asur Bahano. Sha'al Safek Ba'ata Mitchilata. Because it's not that the whole thing was in error and therefore we can look at it as a mekach ta'ut and it shouldn't be aser. It was coming initially because we didn't know, right? So far, and we didn't know. Kipra sveka valchala. So at the time we didn't know. So in achinami, for that one moment, it was mechaper, the state of our not knowing and not responding. So it's certainly a normal egla ruf in every way. Nerfa egla. Furthermore, if we did the Arifa v'charkach nimtza horeg, I mean, it's not that it's a kapora on the vadai, it was only kapora on the suffix. And certainly, areza yehareg, the murderer, if it turns out that there were edim and hatra'a, is punished the way any murderer would be punished. Now, how about if an ed echad omer, and this very much parallels the dinim of the sotar itself, gabi dinei tuma. So if one eight says, ra'iti et ha'orek, I saw the murder, and I saw, and I can identify the murderer. The eight echad omer lo ra'iti, or isha omeret ra'iti. Isha omeret lo ra'iti, ayu arfim. Since there's a hakashata edim, so it's as if there's no edim. Eight echad omer ra'iti, ushnayim omerim lo ra'ita. Are you orphan? If one witness says, I saw, and the other two witnesses say, you did not see. So then we did the Arifa, because we have the general klal, then Ein Dvarav, Shelachad B'makom Shnayim. And of course we have the same exact contradiction that we had before, and we're going to go through it in the Gemara. Shnayim Omrim Reinu, Ve'chad Omer Lem Lo Ritem, Lo Ainu Orphan. Of course, if you have two witnesses saying, that we saw them. And one witness, obviously, Ein dvarav shel echad b'makom shnayim. So we now know mi hiko. Mi sherabu harotzchanim patla egla rufa. Once there were already open murderers, and there was a mafia, we could identify who the people were that would go around murdering. And furthermore, it was even, murders were done publicly, so it's no longer reasonable to say, lo nodami hiko, we know about these gangs. So then they stopped already the egla arufa, and no longer brought an egla arufa. Was it considered to be lo nodami? When was that? Mishaba Eliezer ben Dinai. When this, there was a famous murderer, Eliezer ben Dinai, he got an entire mafia of murder, and Techina ben Prisha Ayanikra. This guy was originally called Techina ben Prisha. When he became Rotseach, Chazur Likroto ben Haratzchan. They used to call him murder man. After promiscuity became so common, the mehamarim was no longer used. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the one who was mafsik them, and this is basically based on the idea that if a husband had ever in some way been nichshal in a sexual matter, even if it was not such a chomer matter, the mayim would no longer work. So, I mean, with the lowering of standards of morality, it made no sense to use the mayim amorim, where anyway they would no longer be effective. And it was maspichlis on the pasuk shenema lo efkod al benotechem kitiznena va'al kalotechem kitina afna ki heim im hazonot yipardu. So that what it seems to be saying over here is that God says that I've given up on you, and I'm no longer interested in taking care of your children when they're mezana, or on your daughters-in-law who are fooling around with other people. Because, after all, they are a people that are together with zonot and kedeshot. So what does this mean? It means I can no longer, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the part of the mayim that allows you to prove innocence in these matters because of the lowering of standards. Mi shemet Yossi ben Yoezer, ish tzreda, mi Yossi ben Yuda, ish Yerushalayim, but lu ha-eshkolot. The great people, eshkolot, Gemara says, means ish shakol bo, eshkolot. So these were people that were polymaths, that knew everything, that were able to see something and to understand the entirety of the picture. And therefore, we don't find machlokot until those days. But after those days, we see people having only a small part of the vision. And because of that, we have these massive disagreements in which people cannot come to the emet together. Shinemar ein eshkol echol bikura ifta nafshi. And then it continues to say, avat chasid min haaretz. So that there's no eshkol to eat now. Well, that which I desire to have, to bring forth grapes that are indeed the fullness of the production of the Torah, so that we know precisely what it is to do. Why is that? Because there's no longer people like Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yehuda, who were anoshim of chesed. Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, he'evir hodayat ha-ma'aser. Another thing that had changed was that the vidui ma'asrot, that is done after the third year, in the fourth year of Shemitah, and after the sixth year in the Shemitah, where a person takes all of the mice out of his house, and then says the vidui, bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayit, and says, as if I did everything good. So people were no longer properly makbid on these things. Therefore, he felt it was not proper to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I've done everything right. And afu bitel et ha-ma'orim ve'et ha-nokpim. And he also was the one who canceled those who were the wake-uppers and the bangers. We're going to see what that means in the Gemara. Because ad yamav ha-yapatish makeh b'Yerushalayim. Going Gadol's days, you could hear during Chol HaMoed people working in Yerushalayim for whatever we said that it's mutter to do, it maybe for a davar avad and so on, but he was gozer not to do things like banging, which was af shamilta, where you could hear it from far away, which limited the kedushat hamoed. Ubiyamav, and during the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol from the Chashmonaim, he was actually from Matityahu Kohen Gadol directly. Ein tzarich lishol al adamai. From his days, it was no longer necessary to ask about Perot that you weren't sure if they were Meisr or not, because at that point he was mitaken, the dinim of Demai, that anybody who buys something from an Amaretz has to Meisr it. And he also, as we'll see, we'll discuss, I mean, Yerushalmi brings the details, that he also set up organizations of Talmidei Chachamim to go around from place to place, from business to business, and to make sure that they had hefsherim, and that they had taken off trumas and maestras every day. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, minayim she'im nerfa egla, v'achar kach nimtza oreg, she'im poteret oto. Where do we see that the bringing of an egla rufa does not in any way let a murderer off the hook? Talmud lomar, v'la'aretz lo yechupar l'dam asher shupach ba, ki'im b'dam shofcho. The earth will find no atonement other than in the blood of the one who had spilled it. Eid achad omer ra'iti at ha'oreg. So one, we said the Mishnah, if a single eid says, I saw and witnessed the murderer. And another witness said, nonsense. Lo. The din was, ayuorpim. So what are we saying? Time of the makrishle. It's dafka because we have another witness who is saying it's not true. But suppose there hadn't been a witness against him. It seems clear from the Mishnah that Eid Echad Meheman, that would be believed, the witness of an Eid Echad, not to bring the Egla Rufa, because we can no longer say the Lonodamiko, indeed Minoanu Mili. How do we know that one Eid would be believed? The Tana Rabbanan Lonodamiko, that it's unknown, but if it's known to somebody, no damiko, whoever that person is, I feel like had besofa olam, even had it been witnessed by someone in Timbuktu, lo ayuorfim. So you see from here that an eid echad is neman, a similar way to the eid echad being neman lagabi de tuma in a case of nistra. Rabbi Akiva Omer minayin lesanedrin shiro echad sharaget hanefesh v'makirin oto shalo ayuorfim. How about if the Sanhedrin is aware of who the murderer was? Talmud lomar veinenu lo ra'u. Our eyes didn't see, is what they're supposed to be saying when they go out there. Lo ra'u, and they did see. The difference over here is that when it comes to the Eid Echad, he has to say, I can identify the murderer. When it comes to the Sanhedrin, that isn't necessary. They saw the murder, that's all that's important. So einenu lo ra'u, and here they did see. The fact that it's still lo noda mihikahu is insufficient because they're unable to say einenu lo ra'u. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Hashta da'armet eid echad meheman. If you're telling me that midioraita, we're going to believe one witness, so then what's the point of believing the Mishnah saying that if we have an eid echad kenegdo, that it's considered to be akasha? That's not true. The din is that if the Torah believes one witness, it has a din of two, right? So, how can one witness be makdish two witnesses? Because that's essentially what we have. Because Omar Ula, koma kom sheemina Torah eid echad, harekan shnai, vein dvarav shel echad bimkom shnai. That where the Torah believes one, it has all the dinim of two witnesses, because this is the equivalent of full testimony. So how do we believe as individual against two witnesses? Amar la'ula se'ula, just as we saw earlier, explains that tani lo hayu orfim, le'ein achinani. V'chino amar Rabbi Yitzchak, tani lo hayu orfim. Rabbi Chiya says, no, tanu hayu orfim. Exactly as we said earlier in the sugi of the Sutta, Rabbi Chiya, what are you going to do, kasha du ula? He explains that we did there, lo kasha, kan bevatachat, kan bezachaz. where does it help to have a dut of one against the other one? And that's when the two of them were made at the same time. So because of the fact that we had not yet determined the belief in the first eight, so it turns out that before we made the determination in the Beit Din, we've already heard a hakhasha. Masha'inkin, where does Ula say you cannot believe the other person? That's talking about Kan v'zeh. Have to have him in the Kabbal, the Edut of one. That Edut is now enshrined as if it's two. Continues the Gemara to point out a problem in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Eid achad omer ra'iti et ha'orek. V'shnayim omerim lo ra'ita. Are you all fair? Now, there's certainly no chidush about saying if two people, you have two witnesses, that they can be chalek and create a hakhashan and eid achad. It's for sure. So it must be that the reason that it says this is to tell me that only because shnayim omrim lo ra'ita you orfim. So ha chad v'chad, had it not been that it was two against one, lo you orfim. In that case, we would have said that, look, the eid had already told us, and eid achad cannot be makrish, which is essentially what Ula was saying. But then to yuftar Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya said that even if it would be one against one, that the halacha would be a yorfin. That's what he claimed. Now, obviously, at this point, we could have said that it's talking about that the Edom had come b'zeh chazeh, which wouldn't be a problem with the Reb Chiya. But Rashi says earlier, in the parallel case that we had, Legabi the Dinim of Eidei Tumah, that the reason that he didn't want to say this is because the pashtus of the Mishnah in saying Eid Echad v'Shnayim Omrim is that it is talking about Bevat Echad. So that wouldn't be the Teretz. So therefore we're saying Tuvta Reb Chiya, says the Gemara v'Latanech. Let's say for a moment that you'd be right, right? You're trying to say that the din over here in the Mishnah is that we're saying the halacha here specifically to be medayik in a case where it would be one against one. So then how do you understand the next case in the Mishnah? Ema Seifa. Shnayim omrim ra'inu, ve'ed achad omer lo ra'item, lo hayu orfim. That in a case where one witness said that there was no ria, we wouldn't do the arifa, ha'chad v'chad hayu orfim, where it was two against one. So then we would say, if Shnayim said ra'inu, but if it was one against one, we would have been orfim. So then you have yourself a contradiction in the very same clauses of the Mishnah that you're claiming are here to teach me their diak. Misha Rabu Ayirim, once arrogance became common, Hitchilu Benot Yisrael Linasela Yirim. Girls actually began to marry these people. So it used to be someone who would walk around like that, would appear a fool, a prancing idiot, and nobody would be interested. But nowadays, Ain't Doredo Rael Elapanim, everything is on the surface. Ah, the guy looks like he must be very choshev, keeps his nose in the air. Perhaps I'm not even good enough for him. So you go running after him. Any, is that true? Doesn't it say that a person who is arrogant and stuck up, even his own family looks at him as a fool? Shenemar gever yair v'lo yinveh. Lo yinveh means afilu ben aveshlo. Even in his own home, he has no place. Says the Gemara, yeah, that's true. That's after they see through him, you know. So miyikarakovtzale. First they think, wow, you know, this guy looks good. Losof mitzale. In the end, they see that he's a nothing. Mishurabu matileim lay abale batim. When you have, like we have today, judges who now expect that people will work for them, they'll invest for them, and take care of them. So, Rabba Hashochad Vatayat Mishpat. So, at that point, that apparently became a minhag, as it is in many places, that Talmud Chacham gives some money to a socher, and he actually works and takes the losses and does things for the Dayan. So that's the equivalent of shochad, and that's the equivalent of turning aside mishpat, because they can no longer be honest with these people. paska tova, and that leads to a complete loss of the Tevas Hashem in our Hespanim. Mi Shirabu, when there now became many of the Dayanim, who after someone had once done a favor to them, they would say, Mikableni tovatcha, magzikeni tovatecha. So then if they have to thank people all the time, then those people have nothing to fear from the Rabbanim. Rabu Ishe Yashar Beinav Yahaseh, at that point, all can do whatever they want. And then Shvalim Hugbahu, those who are fools and worthless people, they became the great ones. V'advoim Ushpalu, and the great ones became looked at as nothings. U'malchuta Azla V'Navla, and the entire vision of Malchus Yisrael becomes disgusting. Misharabu Tzarei Ha'ayin V'Torfei Teref, and when it came that there were so many people who didn't want to share, and people who would take things that aren't there. Rabu Ma'amtze Halev, there came to be many people who no longer would even feel along for another human being. V'kovtze Yadayim Ila Halvot, and people who would refuse even to lend money. V'avru Ha'ma Shekatuv Batarai Shom Lecha Pen Yedavarim Im Levavcha B'liyal V'ra'einecha B'achicha Yavion V'lo Titein Lo. This became the norm that people wouldn't lend. Mishrabu Netuyot Goram U'misakrot Inayim, and when the women began adapting the behavior of walking along in a way with their noses up in the air and winking at people and trying to encourage flirting, Rabu Mayim Hamorim El Shapaska, initially that caused a lot of problems and there was a lot of sotot and we used the Mayim, except afterwards it got to the point where we couldn't even use the Mayim. Mi Shirabu Mikabli Matanot Nidmatu Ayamim Nidkatsu Ashanim Tehtiva Sane Matanot Yechiyat. And when it came time in which people were happy to accept gifts from others and would look to the gifts, then the days of life were shortened, because after all it says in the Pasuk, he who hates gifts will live. Misharabu Zichuchei Halev, when the people that were ready to jump to conclusions based on their own feelings about things instead of working through a sugya and learning the Torah properly from the Rebbe, because of that, Rabu Machloket be Yisrael. And this was Misharabu Tamidei Shamayi Vilel Shaloshim Shukol Tzorchan Rabu Machloket be Yisrael V'Nasi Torek Shtei Torot. And this was at the time of the Talmidim of Shamayi V'Hillel who didn't put in enough work. This is what caused a tremendous number of Machlokes in Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and it was at this point that things began to break down. It would be as if there were two separate Torahs the way people looked at Torah. Yisrael lefanim v'hem la'achor. This, of course, is a euphemism. When people started accepting the food stamps and the social security payments and built now their lives on gifts that were given to them from goyim, so then it's as if Yisrael was above and they were below. Yisrael was in the inner circles and they were outside. Again, this is a euphemism, obviously, it means the opposite. Mi shemet Yosi ben Yoezer, we said, batlu ha'eshkolot. My eshkolot, omrev yunom reshmuel, eshkolot means ish shakol bo, a polymath who has all.